ESI Thought Lab released Smart City Solutions for a Riskier World, a forward-looking study that provides city decision makers with an evidence-based playbook for driving better social, environmental, and economic outcomes in today's transformed world. The research, based on a survey of 167 city leaders from around the world, dramatically underscores the vital role of technology, data, partnerships, and citizen engagement in enabling municipalities to recover from the pandemic and develop a new class of cities. Listen now as ESI Thought Lab and Bentley Systems discuss the findings and speak about the role of digital advancement for Cities 4.0.
So my name is Tom de Vries. I'm the Senior Director for Business Development at our Digital Cities Business Unit in Bentley Systems. And my role is to work with cities across the world, as well as with our strategic partners, Microsoft, Siemens, Accenture, to promote our digital twin solutions for cities.
Great, thank you. Our first question is, how do cities use smart innovation to achieve sustainable development goals?
Yes, in a variety of ways, of course, but as an example, Aqua de Porto in Portugal is focusing on improving the entire urban water cycle in the city of Porto in Portugal. And what they've done, they've commissioned a smart water management platform called H2Porto. And that's all based on the digital twin concept. And this digital twin has helped Aqua de Porto to improve the accuracy of the data produced from sensor readings by up to nearly 99%. And their water service interruptions fell by over 22%. And their sewer collapses decreased by 54%. And for example, repairs for pipe bursts and sewer and surface connections improved as well by 8 and 45% respectively. So the integration of real-time data and ability to access information in the field helped them further improve their overall operations by over 20%. So in plain English, this basically means it helped them to reduce potable water spillage and improve water quality of rivers, streams, and the whole coastal area around the city of Porto.
What main lessons have cities learned from the pandemic, and how should they change their social, environmental, and digital priorities as a result?
Yeah, it's a good question. And for us, what we see is what this pandemic is emphasizing is the need for digital advancement, right? We can no longer work in data silos or in situations where the right information is not accessible from most anywhere and anytime. And one of the key takeaways is not to produce more data, but to effectively use what is readily available by bringing it into context and making it accessible, use it to create new insights, analyze what-if scenarios, and so forth. And to achieve that, cities are more and more deploying digital twins. And a digital twin is a virtual representation of a physical asset, a process, or a system. And in the case of a city, it's quite often a system of systems. And digital twins contain information that enables users to perform analysis and make those informed decisions for a range of activities, from long-term urban planning to more time-critical emergency response decisions. And digital twins are created from and actually continuously updated with data from multiple sources. And that is what that makes them different from a more static 3D model. And also, cities are now taking advantage of cloud services, IoT sensors, smartphones to update digital twins to almost real-time status of city conditions. And these updates enables cities to use digital twins to better manage and optimize their infrastructure assets.
How are organizations working with cities to help them achieve their sustainable development goals?
Yeah, so what we see and what we hear when we ask our users is that one of the biggest issues to overcome is fear. Fear of the unknown and the fear of failure. And the advice they would give to someone starting out on this path to digital twins, and the answers we got included, is think big, prove small, and then scale up, and begin with the end in mind. And talk to cities like Helsinki or Accra Sapporo, who actually defined objectives and strategies, and they collaborated across departments with technology providers, and they had to identify data sources that had to be federated, and they tracked learning along the way. And in each of these user stories, they speak about those who were skeptical in the project success, right? And now how these same people are their fiercest advocates and often helping find them new problems to solve with these solutions.
How does your organization decide on which cities to partner with?
So for us, it's important that these cities have an open mind and are willing to, you know, as I say, start small and then scale up. I think that's an important part. Another important part is that support from, let's say, the top is required in order to make these changes happen, right? It's a transformation. It's a digital transformation journey that you're going on. And that requires a commitment from the organization.
We've talked a little bit about digital divides, but the next question is, what are cities doing to bridge the digital divide? How are organizations helping them lay the digital infrastructure for success?
Yeah, in our experience, we see successful innovation happen when collaboration happens. It's where city leaders are collaborating with across departments, where they partner with technology providers, partner with third-party companies and communities to identify problems to solve or a service to provide. And a great example of this is with, for example, with the city of Helsinki in Finland. Smart Talasatama was created to develop new digital services for the city of Helsinki, helping reach its carbon neutrality goals by 2035, for example. And the Talasatama district is testing smart city initiatives, including digital twins, data use, and energy efficiency. And in partnership with Forum Virium from Helsinki, they created a digital twin which they share as open data for simulation and visualization, engagement, and providing that city planning, third-party organizations, and even residents can engage with the digital twin to provide valuable feedback. And because that is what is valid for all cities. The end in mind should always be the improvement of quality of life for the city residents.
Perfect. That was that's all the questions. Thank you again. You know, really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
All right. Good. Thanks.
To get your copy of the report, visit riskierworld.com.